Welcome, welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... You know, as you go to the grocery store when you get older and you know exactly what you want, it makes buying food for dinner so much easier. But when it comes to wine, do you ever find yourself walking into the wine store and going, wow, what do I do? Well, in this episode, we talk to the man who's on a mission to reimagine your relationship with wine and hospitality, and then he's going to merge that into a personalized wine education and e-commerce all in one spot. Let's meet our guest.
Hi, this is Vito Larade. I'm the CEO of Wine Cork.
Okay, Vito, I see here where you were raised in the South. Are we talking Georgia, Louisiana?
Close.
Okay.
So I'm originally from a little town in southern Italy called Martina Franca, as in Puglia. It's like the heel of the boot.
I come from a small town in Idaho, and that was, I think the population when I graduated high school was about 18,000. So that's kind of my ballpark of small town. How big is your town?
40,000 people. So a little bigger than that, but still very small.
40,000, what is that getting you as far as commerce and industry? And
you don't get much. I mean, it's very different, just a way. We don't have really big cities like here in America. So you get everything you need, but it's mostly family owned. So where I grew up, there was no McDonald's, no Shake Shack. So it's all local family owned shops. So if you wanted to go, you know, the McDonald's, you had to drive at least an hour away. It's fantastic. I actually love it more.
In my mind, I'm picturing your small town, and I'm just picturing mountains everywhere, a lot of dirt roads and a lot of vineyards and things. But what visually, when you reflect back to that time, what do you see?
My hometown is up on a hill. So we actually, from where I'm from, you can see about, so it's a valley. So you do see vineyards, actually.
Okay.
It's called Valle d'Itria, a place where a lot of winemakers just located there because it's just like perfect environment. 30 minutes away from the beach. It's gorgeous. If you've never been, I highly recommend going to.
How big is wine in your growing, in your upbringing? You know, we see in the movies and things that they drink it like we drink milk here in America. So is that the way it is, or is that just a myth?
Yeah, no, that's actually how it is. So growing up, I, you know, love playing soccer. I thought that I'd make that my job. Soccer is as big as wine is, even bigger. It's like our religion. Food, wine, and hospitality are our way of life. So I would say it's in my blood. You know, it's always on the table. Just a way that we connect is through food and wine. So it's no shock that that's shaped my life path.
What was your family dynamic? Brothers and sisters?
I have a sister. I just have an older sister.
Your mom and dad, what industries were they into?
Yeah, so my dad was in retail. So he worked in sales. So he worked for a company that manufactured suits.
I was just going to say, he did not manufacture suits, work in the tailoring industry. He had some sartorial eloquence, I'm gathering.
Yeah, he was a salesman. That's kind of where I got it from. He was a great salesman.
Oh, if your dad was in sales, selling suits, I can only imagine some of the stories that you've got to tell, because I imagine he was very charismatic. Can you share a story that you remember?
It was a summer, it's a hot summer day. And, you know, we had a little kind of like terrace in our apartment. He would park his car and we could see him. And we were waiting for him to get lunch. And he was just having a conversation with a guy. and my mom was getting mad. I was like, what are you doing? What is he doing? We're waiting for him to lunch, because that's what we do. We wait for everybody to get lunch. And so he came home and she was mad. And he was like, hey, just calm down. We were just talking. We were having a conversation. And then at the end, he has sold him a suit. And so I was like, this is a Sunday afternoon. It's July. It's hot out. And that's just what it is.
In our next episode, we find out how Vito went from that small town in southern Italy to New York, as we continue our conversation with the founder of WineCork.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.